Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Let's try again. Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Yes, it is a good morning, a very, very warm one. And but thank God this is a sign that the summer is leaving. And good temperature is coming. So it's always the way we handle our faith also. As we go through the fire, there is always a refreshing time afterwards. So we are looking forward. Last winter, if you remember, we had a lot of rain. So we are praying that this coming winter we have a lot of rain as well. Water is always good. All right? So the text that we chose, 1 Peter 4, verse 10, this is a contemporary English version. It says, each of you has been blessed. Let's stop just there. Which one is each of you? Who is the Bible referring to?
Us.
And remember that last Christmas, we entitled our sermon for the Christmas, Yes, Us. And many people don't realize that there are parts of the world that the people spell Jesus as Yes, Us. I think they got it right. Because the whole thing is about us. God makes about us in His creation. So He says, each of you has been blessed. So what have we done with the blessings that we have received? It says, with one of God's many wonderful gifts to be used in the service of others. Why does God bless us? So we can become a blessing. Never for us to retain the blessing, but always to pass on the blessing. And that's the word service means. So use your gift well. This text in itself is the whole message. So today's message, we entitle, The Three T's of Life. And somebody may say, but Pastor, I don't find any T in life. Yes, there are T's in life. We will see. There you see on the screen, time, talent, and treasure. All right? Those are one of those sermons that says, that's going to make me uncomfortable. If you are a generous person, this is the day you're going to feel very comfortable. If you are a person who are a little tight, you may feel uncomfortable. So I gave you a warning, but please don't leave yet. There are blessings on the way. Gifts from God. Life. You notice that I always spells life and I always live very, we may show very clearly the if in the middle of life. Life is a conditional, is a gift that comes with a condition. Meaning, if you use properly, will last forever. If you do not use properly, it's a disaster because the end will come. Now, life here, Instead of putting time, I put life. But let's think that this is about time. So, because we have been created, time exists for us. And this will be a little bit kind of too much for some of you, but time does not exist for God. Time is something that belongs to only those that are created. God is not limited, so God does not have a past, does not have a future, does not have a present. God just is. That's why when He was asked His name, He says, the only one who is. Everything else is if it is in me. Out of me, there is no is. So that's I am. So now look at the word time. There is a T and there is an E at the end. What is in between?
I am.
I am. So between today and eternity, it is I am who makes the difference. So please, as we go through this message, always when you look the word time, I don't have time. Don't ever say I don't have time. Because if you say I don't have time, you're dead. Don't ever use this. It's a lie. It's an excuse, and lazy people use that a lot. Erase this from your vocabulary. Don't ever say, I don't have I am with me. You always have time. As long as you have an opportunity, time is available to you. And that's what life is all about. You cannot have life without time. You cannot have time without life. Life is time. It is the greatest gift that God has given to us. Opportunity to be like Him, to be with Him, to be I am. That's what this time is all about. So please, don't waste time. You cannot afford to waste I am. We could go home right now, right? Gifts from God. Abilities. By the way, there is no way you can handle abilities without time. The more time you dedicate to abilities, the better your abilities become. People have the tendency to say, I cannot do it. I'm not able. Basically, they're saying, I'm disabled. I can't do it. Oh, try. Dedicate time to it, and abilities will be present. I remember quickly when I was in the third grade, I mentioned this to you before. Some of you haven't heard, so I'm entitled to repeat. So I was in a classroom, and Louis, one of the students, the teacher would step out for a little bit. And you know, when the teacher step up, nobody's in charge. Some kids faster than the others start to misbehave. So Louis went to the blackboard and he started drawing Mickey Mouse. And everybody, I think he was trying to entertain everybody with his skills. And I was outspoken. That's another excuse, the word for it, to be rude. I was rude. And I said to him, doesn't look good. Everybody thought it was good, but I thought it was not good. I have no idea. And to this day, I have no idea why I said those things, which it was rude, was hurtful, because he was trying to show that his skill, that he has an ability to draw. But it wasn't good. So he said to me, can you do any better? Until that day, I have never drawn anything, not even a circle or anything else. I had no idea. But my ego, I don't know why it was, I don't know if it was the ego. Honestly, I have no idea what made me say, yes, I can. I can. And I took for the first time a picture, and I was able to reproduce the picture in the board. I was shocked. Everybody was shocked. And from that point on, I knew that I had this ability to draw, to look at a picture and do this. And you see many of the things that you see on the screen. I recreate the image. I take many images and put them together, and some of them I have to draw also. But we do this. All of us have hidden abilities in us until we are put on a spot and we have the courage to stand up and say, yes, I can. The big I am enables me. Everything is possible in Him. Gift from God, possessions. What are possessions? Possessions is a reflection of time. Money is time in a current form. Everything that you acquire is something that reflects time. So basically, all of them is about the same thing. The three T's is actually one. Because time, possessions, talents all reflect time. It is the I am enabling us. So that's what is all your treasures are a reflection of the time that you spend working, earning, is time invested. If you invest your time properly, then you can share with others. you can give a gift to give. Forgive. It is a gift to give. It's not to be kept. Nothing that God gives us is ever meant for us to keep. So put your heart out and share and give. Give your time, which is the most precious of your treasures. Give. Give because that's what God chose you to be among the living. Not just to live a life, a worthless life, but to be a meaningful difference, a gift for somebody else. How many people are blessed because you exist? How many people are better because you're present? You are present. Here is when an individual try to measure up to see what is his worth. What is your worth? So if you are on a scale, it says, your life is worth based in what you give. Ouch. Or, and not in what you keep. Many people think, oh, this person is a billionaire. And you constantly hear in the news that they are very unhappy. They keep changing spouses. And every spouse that he changes takes some of his wealth away or her wealth away. We have one individual that earned a lot of money and is a she. And then the husband decides to do what some women have done to men, you know, just walk away and with a bunch of some of our, a lot of time, you know, treasure and possessions away. And this lady went and started complaining. That's not fair. He's a man. He's supposed to go to work. You said we are equal. So if you are equal, by the way, time for a woman who looks in a clock and for a man to look in a clock, the clock doesn't say, oh, you're a female. Okay, let me go give you an extra 10 minutes. No, time is the same for all of us. Amen. Possessions are the same for all of us. The treasure is the same for all of us. The I am is the same for all of us. We are all equal before God because God made us this way. Gifts from God, life, abilities, and possession. Now, you know, if you take the initials of each one, watch what God puts in your lap. That's the gift He handles to you. Life, abilities, and possession. Time, talents, and treasure. All good things, 1 Timothy says, that God gives to us. Food and clothing, God provides to us. Rain and fruitful harvest, God provides to us. Here's a counsel to the rich. I'm not going to ask you rich ones to raise your hands, okay? But if you know that a talent, possessions, and time is what composed the fortune of anyone, I wonder how many people can say, yes, I am rich. Warn to the rich people of this world not to be proud. What is pride when you're rich? It's pride on possessions. You know what happens to possessions? Possessions is always a blessing until possessions possess you. When you become a possession of a possession, then you are nobody. Or trust in wealth. Don't trust in what you have, trust in what you are. I am is more important. That is easily lost because wealth can disappear. You know, we don't know who is going to be elected, but if you have $100,000, depending on who goes to the office, that $100,000 may... I remember when I was about to come from Brazil to the United States, I always... you know, handle my money relatively well. Since I got my first job, I never, enough said. So I had enough savings. I could pay my ticket. I can pay my way to the United States. I paid my college, all everything else. So Just before I came, the money, the Brazilian money, devalued more than 50%. I lost in one single minute because once they announced, and the laws did not allow me, even though I was coming, to change my money to a dollar. So I lost half of all my savings in one single minute. But thank God I have enough savings that I still can pay my ticket, and I bought some cash enough to pay my ticket back if I had to go back. And I still have the same money to today. I never spend it. That is easily lost wealth. Don't rely on wealth. Tell them and to have faith in God. Have faith in God, and God always. Can you say with me? Always.
Always.
Say loud so nobody is falling asleep. Always. Okay. Have faith in God, who is rich and bless us with everything. Say it with me. Everything we need to enjoy in life. Everything. Counsel to all of us. I tell you not to worry about your life. Don't worry about having something to eat, drink, or wear. Isn't life more than food and clothing?
Yes.
As long as you're alive, count your blessings. But more than anything else, put God's work first and do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Matthew 6, 25 and 33. This is a contemporary English version. Now, a promise to all of us who seek Him. And I will send rain to make your crops grow and your trees produce fruit. We live in California, sunny California. It rains for 2 minutes and people are already complaining. People get mad as they drive because, this rain, when every single time if it rains, put your hands up and be like a kid. Go out in the rain if it's not too cold. Go out in the rain and put your hands up and see. Those are God's blessings upon us. Rain is a beautiful. I see we have a lot of flowers, thanks to my wife. We have a lot of flowers and this stuff around the house. And I can tell you, the water, when we put the water in the plant changed so, it changed the color. It's life. Same with us. Be always thankful. Life, abilities, possessions, a lap. Faith, grace, wisdom, and life. This is, you find Ephesians 2 verse 8, let's talk about faith. James 4, 6, about grace. Wisdom, Proverbs 2, 6, James 1, 5. And life, Isaiah 42, verse 5. Now, Jesus told His disciples a parable. A parable about talents. He says, this man gave to his servants these talents because he was going to a long journey. So a talent is a large amount of money that trusts to each one of them. And you know, in the parable, the talents refer to a pieces of money. Now, not as just like today we use talents as skills, but skills also generates money. You see those people that are trained so many days and hours and days and hours, the way they eat and everything else, in order for them to play a sport. The Olympics, you, some of you watch it. I like tennis. You know, I like to watch tennis. And there is an individual, he's 37 years old now. And I see sometimes he playing with somebody who is half of his age in Olympics. And he won the gold. And later on, the U.S., he was eliminated. You know, it was too much for him. Sometimes, no matter how much you take care of your body keeps saying, you are 37. You say, oh, but I feel like at 20. He said, don't be silly, you are 37. And sometimes it knocks at your door, it reminds you. So in this case, but you can see that he has a lot of discipline. What he eats, how much he sleeps, means dedication. In order for you to develop a talent, you have to invest time. Edison Schultz was a classmate. I was already almost graduated when he joined the theology course. We became close friends. He was a very dedicated musician. He played instrument, and when he would participate in a church, people were amazed. He played professional. He could go to television or any place. And one day I talked to him, I says, for how long have you been playing that instrument? He says, I cannot even remember. And I noticed because every time I was going to look for him, he was practicing. We will see the person here in front participate and present something that will take 5 minutes and everything else. But he spends hours and hours. And just like my sister Emerald's here, you know, it takes training for you to actually develop the vocals and understand how to use. Every single time somebody like my daughter, I remember when her mom was after her to try to teach her to play the piano. And how many hours, I don't think you have any idea how many hours have you spent in your life just practicing, right? Yeah. You have to practice, practice, practice. And that's how you develop. For us, talents means abilities. We can develop to bless and to help others with our skills. Amen. Three servants giving talents to manage according to their ability. This is one part that most people read the parable and they miss this part. This is the key for the whole parable. According to their ability. We look so much about the numbers, and most of the time we look at the numbers, and we do not look about the ability. It says here, how many talents were given to the first one? Five. To the second one, how much? Two. I don't know what Bible you read, brother. Okay, I know, and guessing is a terrible version of the Bible. Okay, so the is five and two. What did that make? Seven. My sister will talk about the seven here. Then there is the number eight. Isn't our culture always dealing with the number eight? Try to replace the number seven with the number eight. And they are trying to bury what God, the blessings of God also in that sense. It says, the one talent man, I hope there is no one talent people here, buries his talent on the ground. He betrayed his master's trust. Instead of doing something, he did what nobody does. What does nobody does? Nothing. That is the best skills for nobody. Nobody loves to do nothing. That's why they're always nobody. All right? And so he says, the master returns to settle the accounts. And by the way, the master always returns. Let me emphasize, the master always returns. And kids, sometimes when your parents leave you at home and you are free and there's no supervision, you may be tempted to do something, but parents, they come home and they find out things. Oops. So the master always comes home. Don't forget this. The five and the two, they were looking forward for the master to come. Why? Because they concentrate on the time. And they said immediately. That's what the Bible says. They got the gift immediately. No waste of time. That's what the word immediately means. They went and they doubled. But what happened to the other one? The one talent servant's actions. He returns the talent to the master. Said, "Oh, master, guess what? I give to you exactly what you gave to me." How many of you here know what interest means as far as bank account? You know what interest means? What is the purpose of interest? To fight inflation. Because if you don't earn interest in your money, inflation will take a bite in your money. So your money will worth less. So you earn interest to compensate, to keep the value of your capital. And if you put your money in a very low interest and inflation is higher than interest, your money is getting less and less value. You're wasting time. So he decided to waste time. He buried his time. What happens when people are buried? Time stops. So when he was burying the talent, he was burying himself. That's what he did. He was burying his abilities, himself, his dreams, everything. And says he does not take responsibility for his lack of effort. What he does, he says, "Lord, I knew you were a hard man. I have heard many times that people, to justify their lack of coming to church, they say, 'Oh, the sermon is too long,' or 'The church is too boring,' or they find all sorts of excuses to bury themselves onto their cell phones or to their other things, to other distractions, instead of coming. I was afraid." Afraid of what? He created a false image of God, and then he used that as an excuse to be afraid of the illusion that he created. I shared with you here also, when I was little, my aunt used to listen to novellas on the radio. And she sometimes thought that no one of the kids were listening, but I was listening. And I heard those things, and the robber come in and put your hands up, and all those things I heard. And I was very little, and those things impressed me. And I told you this story. She sent me to go to bed. I went to bed, and the window opened, and the curtain, and the wind blew the curtain, and the curtain did this. And I can swear in court that I saw a man coming through the window. And I will yell, "Ed, Ed, there is a man coming." And from the kitchen says, "Oh, geez, go to sleep. Go to sleep." It's just like she was saying, "I had enough for this day, so go to sleep." But I would swear to this day that I saw a man that was not a man. My mind was so scared. The fear that was inside of me create an image, create illusion, create an excuse. I was afraid. Blaming God to avoid responsibility. How many times people don't give because they say, "I don't earn enough." Meaning God does not dare to bless me enough. God does not give me enough. That's why I'm not faithful in tithe. I don't return tithe because I have only one job. If you have only one job, imagine it would be your life without that job. I don't give because I don't have enough. One elder one time in one church that I pastor, he would come in front and he would say to everybody, when it's a time for him to pray for the, just like we do, he pray for the offerings before the people give. Said, "Lord, bless those that can give and bless those that cannot give." God cannot bless those that cannot give. Do you know why? Because everybody can give. Everybody can give. And the Bible shows clearly, Jesus Christ shared the case of the widow that she had the last coin. This is what's all that she had, and she put it in. Everybody can give. Only the dead cannot give. And if you are dead, there's nothing else we can do. The one talent servant's attitude, is that a true description of God? Of course not. How many people distort the picture so that they can give themselves an excuse? He accuses to create excuses. Notice, there's a principle here. People sometimes, they're over-defensive is because they have things to hide. People that are accusers are creating excuses. How do you see the return of the master? How do you see the return of the master? Look, there you have what is yours. Was he capable of managing that one talent? The Bible says, according to their abilities. He received one, not because God did not want to be generous with him. No, God was equally generous to all three of them because we're according to their abilities. God never asked you to give what you don't have. He gave you so that you may have to give. What about his abilities? The one talent servant reprimanded, you wicked and lazy servant. You wicked and lazy. Oh, those two things are not good to be called, brothers and sisters. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be called wicked or lazy ever. All your actions will be brought before God. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14. Here it is, says, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, New King James Version. The one talent servant reprimand, why wicked and lazy? God knows our hearts. Jeremiah 17, 10. God gives us gifts, Romans 12, 3 to 8. 1 Peter 4, verse 7 to 11. 1 Corinthians 12, 11 and 18. Let me go show quickly those verses to you. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man, every human, according to his or her ability, her ways, according to the fruit of their doings. Jeremiah 17. Romans, it says, for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. And the song that my sister sung, she was singing today, was pretty much about this. Having them gifts differing according to the grace it is given to us. We are given different gifts. But let us use the gift that we have because we all have a gift. Yes. All right? Each of you has received a gift. That's what the Bible says. Each of you have received a gift. To use to serve others. That's the purpose. To use to serve others. And then it says, be good servants of God's various gifts of grace. Anyone who speaks words of God. It says anyone who serves should serve with the strength God gives, so that in everything God will be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and only him. Now in Corinthians it says, it is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts to all of us. He alone decides which gift each person should have. And it says, but our bodies have many parts. And God has put each part just where he wants it. Amen. Be diligent, brothers and sisters, to present yourselves approved before God. A called Christian who does not need to be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of God, the word of truth. Time, we don't know when the master will return, do we? Should we bury our talent? No. So always be ready. Because you do not know the day your Lord will come. Jesus Christ says this in Matthew 24, verse, very easy to remember. Look, 24:42, Matthew. Yes. Only God knows. For what will it benefit someone if he gains the whole world yet lose his life? Some people, they drive to get fortune and they run out of time they cannot even spend. Or what will anyone give in exchange for his own life? Time. For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father. And then he will reward each one of us according to what we have done. Even while we were with you, we gave you this command. This is Paul talking to the church, to us. Those unwilling to work, I mean the bunch of lazies, says, would not get to eat. You don't produce, you don't consume. Yet we hear that some of you are living idle lives, lazy, refuse to work, and meddling in other people's business. Interesting, isn't it? Even in outside of religion, people that are busy, sticking their nose in somebody else's business because they don't have anything to do. Occupied people, they don't have time to be preoccupied. Occupied people do not have time to be preoccupied. We command such people and urge them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get busy, to settle down and work to earn your own living. Do not just go for the freebies and rely on somebody else. Some people sometimes, and I know I'm going to be too touchy here now, but guess what? If I don't, I will have to answer to God one day. So I'd rather talk to you than talk to God about this. Some people come to church, the air conditioner was not on. The church did not have enough light. All that. The restrooms did not have a proper towel, did not have proper this. Usually the people who gives less is the one who complains the most. I have throughout my life, I have noticed that this is not true only in church. This is true in the family. Sometimes who complains the most about the food is the one who does nothing to provide for the food. Put your children to work and you're going to realize that they will enjoy your food a little bit more. If you love sleep, you will end up in poverty. I have quite a few young people here. Young people, I know you may not be completely in tune with everything we said here, but I want you to take a minute, please. Pay attention to this verse. I want you to pay attention to this verse because I think this verse can change your life. If you love sleep because your parents, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, provide you everything you need, so you grow up with an entitlement attitude. If you love to sleep, you end up in poverty. Keep your eyes open, and there will be plenty for you to eat and enjoy. You want to pursue happiness? You don't find happiness in bed sleeping all the time. You need to get up and become productive, become meaningful, so that not only you have for you, but you will be able to have to give to others. There is dignity in work. People who do not work because they are lazy, they do not know what honor is. They do not know what respect is. If you want to be respected in life, be a productive human being. Amen. Why some people don't develop their talents? We already found out one of them is lazy. What happens to people's talents if they do nothing about them? They fade away. Just like our muscles. We are born with muscles. If we develop them, we can enjoy the use of them. But if we don't, then we pay the price. By the way, this look like a little bit of my daughter, but it's not her. When I look at the speaker, I said, it just looked like her a little bit. Those people who seem to have fewer talents will receive every blessing if they use their talents to the fullest. I rather see a very, I rather see somebody who does something very badly but are persistent than somebody who has the skill to do good and is lazy. In other words, it's more attractive to see determination than the frustration of somebody who is just lazy. The more time you invest in your talents, the more you will treasure what you do and what you become. Remember this, please. The more time you invest in your talents, in your abilities, the more you will treasure what you do and who you become. When you involve, when you dedicate time in creating ability, you never have to work one day of your life. Your job is going to be fun. It will be a treasure. That's what life is all about. And we are getting too close to conclusion here. Make a list of your gifts. Make a list of your gifts. Thank God for them. Develop them. Share them with others. Use them to glorify God above all. Don't bury your talents. Don't hide your talents. Dig them out. Use them to the glory of God. Amen. In Hebrews 6, verse 11, New Living Translation says this, God rewards effort. Our great desire is that you will keep on loving others as long as life lasts, in order to make certain that what you hope for will come through. May God bless you all with the certainty that the great I Am is part of your time, is part of your abilities, is part of your treasure. You are a treasure to Him. That's why He gave you time. He is, you're the one who makes you able. So please embrace I Am today and to all eternity. God bless. Let's stand and sing together, I Am His, Holy Thine.